Sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody, here we go.
Is this the right microphone to use, Wanda? Because I know that I've been using the wrong microphone lately. Is this going to work for everybody, Wanda? All right, awesome. Well, listen, we've got a great show today. Make sure you tune in and stick with us because we're going to talk about how to make money with CoStar. I'm all about information arbitrage, but you need to start with good information. So stay with us. We're going to have a great show today. We've got our friends from CoStar. We've got Mark Ains is here. And then second half of the show, we're going to do with Adam Von Romer. Adam's a CCIM, former president of the Broward CCIMs. And he is a trainer, a speaker. He tells you how you can transition from being a residential broker to a commercial broker. In fact, he'll tell you how to make money in commercial real estate. Hey, Oscar, how you doing? So stick with us. I'm going to kick it right to Wanda because we got a lot of great content. Stick with us because if you listen to today's show, you're going to learn how to make money in real estate. So we're back after this rocking timeout. Oh, yeah. That's right. Katrina and the Waves, they're walking on sunshine, but you should be driving because when you're driving, you should be driving in a Warren Henry. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything anytime for 4 years, so join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Rock it, Wanda!
Don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, well, listen, if you're looking to get a loan, I'm the guy that you can call for help. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. If you need capital for your real estate deal, if it's residential and you need a mortgage, I can help. If it's commercial and you need a bridge loan, I can help. We're one of Florida's oldest private lenders. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why do you want to use a private lender? Because we can go outside the box. If your loan request starts with, I have a special situation, I'll tell you, I have a solution. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300. Hey, maybe you're a realtor and you have a client from overseas that's trying to buy a condo or a home. Maybe they're from Venezuela, Argentina, Colombia, Brazil, Canada, Mexico, Europe. Any country that the president's taking aim at. Well, we can help you get a loan. Give me a call at 305. I just had to say it, man. 305-773-6300. The peanut gallery's cracking up, and I hope you are too, because when you give me a call at 305-773-6300, it's all about you.
Hi, this is Dan Summers, CEO of IHT Realty Crowdfunding out of Jacksonville, Florida. What's crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is the marriage of real estate and technology. It's like the odd couple. old-fashioned real estate expertise together with technology, bringing you opportunities via social media. Look at LinkedIn, Facebook, look at the internet. Now we have opportunities for the first time in history to invest individually into the big boys club. Opportunities in fix and flips, opportunities in affordable housing, multifamily, retail, and so on are offered to you with as little as $5,000 down. Take a look at our website, www.ihtrealty.com, or call me directly, Dan Summers, 904-501-7693, ihtrealty.com, 904-501-7693. Thank you.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back here with Freed on Business. We've got Mark Ains here. Mark is the regional leader for, gave you a promotion, didn't I?
Yes. It's okay.
Regional leader for CoStar here. Does my fee go up now, man? I get like a headhunter thing here?
I don't want my responsibilities going up.
There's only one responsibility that's going to go up, and she's sitting outside right now. So why don't you give a shout out to her first?
Yes, Sheena, my love.
There you go. Okay, now we got the good business out of the way. Lean into the mic so we can hear you.
Sorry.
All right, that's fine. So we've got Mark Ains. He's here from CoStar. Make sure you, by the way, we're up on Facebook Live, so if you don't watch us, we're on the Jim Freed Freed on Business Facebook Live. We got Mark here, and then we've also got Adam Von Romer. Adam's he's the former head of the CCIMs in Miami. There's Adam, wave. There you go. That's the man. And we're going to talk about real estate today. We've got Mark. We're going to talk about information, how he's got some unique informational tools. And then we're going to talk to Adam about how we can use those tools to make money. So, Mark, let's start with this. You came into my office a couple of months ago, and I said, I've been putting you off for like, what, a year and a half now?
At least.
Okay. Because I said, I don't need that stuff. What do I need that for? And you came in, you made my life easy in 30 seconds. You showed me what a magic trick you had. You showed me how when I drove up and down the street and used to do this by a map, how that's like sort of behind the times. Adam's cracking up at this point. So, Mark, tell me about your toy, your tricks, and maybe we can even see some of it on TV if you spin that around. There you go. I could see it. Yeah, you can see a little bit there. All right. So give me a demo. Hi. What's CoStar?
Yeah. So CoStar, get this house cleaning out of the way, or housekeeping. Basically, we are a 30-year-old business, $7 billion market cap company that's been tracking commercial real estate all over the country. We have over 1,650 researchers that are dedicated full time to maintaining and building a database that tracks every single piece of commercial real estate out there. It's about 95 billion square feet nationally, 83,000 properties here in South Florida alone, which comprise about 1.1 billion square feet.
You know, I would have asked, well, how the heck can you do that? But in the age of Google and everything else, I guess I can kind of figure out how you can do that. But how do people process and use all of that data to get information? How do you like that?
Great question.
Thank you.
Well, you can subscribe to the CoStar service, which is right here in front of us. It's called CoStar Suite. Basically, you have a homepage that you, once you log in, you can reach every single bit of information that you'll need to make your decisions quickly and efficiently, save time and money.
Well, wait, what kind of decisions? Because when this first came out, I thought it was all about office, but then you whipped it out. You said, hey, Jim, your people that are looking to buy apartments, they can use this too.
Yes. So let's say I go to...
Make sure you're talking to the microphone.
All properties.
Oh, my God.
It's got a beautiful...
Is this thing on? So we go into the database via all properties. Let's say I'm an investor and I'm looking for a multifamily. Not sure where, but I want to get a sense of what's out there in the marketplace. So I can go ahead and click on multifamily property. I can click on the county. Let's say I just want to know what's going on in the Tri-County area. I hit apply. I want to know what's going on in the 150 unit to 250 unit range segment of the market. 2-star, which is equivalent to, let's call it a CBC rated property. I have 141 properties. It doesn't mean that they're for sale or for sale. We track every single property. So we have an inventory of information.
Well, what type, what do you track about the properties? Like a picture and how many units there are?
Great question.
Well,
yes.
Well, I got a bunch
all
of them.
That.
I'm a,
Jim?
You know, I'm like, you know, here baselining the whole thing.
So I can, in a split second, I can pull up access to 141 B class properties, multifamily properties, 150 to 250 units. And I can go into every single one of them and find out what they look like. I can look at the history, when they've sold in the past, if they've sold in the past, at what price. I could see unit mix. I could see availability. I can see rental rates up to the day. And let me give you an example. I can roll up in here. Let's say I can even scroll down. I can go into, stack rank this by city if I just want to isolate a city. Let's go into property here, 431 Southeast 13th Court. If the owner's listening, I got you.
That's fabulous.
I'm looking at a summary page. I can go right to unit mix. I could see the total of 1 and 2 bedrooms, which is a makeup of this property. 184 unit class. It's actually a Class C multifamily.
Oh my gosh.
I can go in and see what the.
Does it break it down? Can I sort stuff by A, B, and C?
You could sort it by anything you'd like, whether it's by A, B, C, and whatever. You could do by demographics. You could do it by vacancies. You could do it by.
Now, let's say I'm driving by the property. I'm looking at at the thing. There's some information that I don't have on that sheet that I want to know. Is there a way for me to find out, maybe even talk to the person from CoStar that wrote up the property?
Certainly.
You're supposed to say, well, that's a great question, Jim.
I love that question, actually. I get that a lot. Okay. And if you had your iPad and your CoStar Go app on, you'd actually be able to go right to the information page and click a email address that would be your researcher.
No, hold on a minute. So this is actually a really good thing. I didn't realize this. So you got an app. I can put the app on my phone. I can be driving down the street. I can sit at the property. You don't have to flash me the app. I believe you. I could sit at the property in front of it, and I could look up the street name inside the CoStar app, and bam, I've got what I need?
Everything. Even the ownership information.
So I could sit there and call the guy and say, I'm sitting in front of the property. Here's my Facebook Live.
Yes.
See, I'm sitting here.
Yes.
You know, how come you didn't sell this with the top of the market?
Yes. You're an idiot. Yes. The ID10T.
Hey, no. They're very smart people. They always, they're holding on because they don't know what they do with the proceeds of the sale.
Right.
They should just call Adam. He'd tell them.
Yeah, I have a few suggestions as to where to go with the money.
All right, well, stick by. That's a tease for the second half of the show.
Yeah, I'm surfing on CoStar now.
Yeah, I hope that you're catching a good wave there.
Yeah, we are actually.
Hold on a minute, Adam. Oh. How many times do you use CoStar in an average day?
I was just telling him this. I think I used it 3 or 4 times today alone.
Yeah.
Where we're looking for, and the cool part is, I mean, I looked for some sales comps for apartments.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, move over a little so that the world could see you're hidden behind the screens there.
Hang on.
Adam Von Romer polluting the CoStar segment here, but okay.
Well, you're the one who put me in the back of the bus here.
No, that's just a seat you took. But hey, we're here to talk about real estate.
Probably 3 or 4 times today alone. I mean, we looked up some sales comps, looked up lease space, looked up, I think we looked up did a little market survey on lease rates. And, I mean, it's all there.
And I know that they've been providing data to the kids at UF for many, many years, and they use them for their research project. So thank you for the board, the UF studies,
you're
for
welcome.
That. So tell me a little bit more about CoStar. You've walked in my office. You've wowed me. I'm really excited. What kind of report can you give me that I can make money off of tomorrow?
You can actually create a call list of, let's say you want to see most recent or most active buyers in a specific.
Everybody that owns on 41st Street on Miami Beach.
Exactly. You can export the data, create a spreadsheet. You can use that as your call sheet to find opportunities. Just turn up opportunities, off-market opportunities. Which by the way, Jim, 35% of all commercial real estate transactions.
Could you say that again, please?
35% of all the commercial real estate transactions are off-market, and we have every single off-market property here. With access to the ownership information. If it's not there, you actually have a researcher assigned to you as an extension of your firm to go out and find out information. Then you can go off and do other projects or continue.
I'm actually dumbfounded. It doesn't happen often on the show, but I really don't know what to say next after that, but I actually do. So then this really helps the one-man show or the big super firm, because when I back in the day when we were inventing fire and the wheel, it used to be that the big firms had all the information, and I used to work for one of the big accounting firms, and we used to call them and ask them for their proprietary information. They tell us to, I'll just say it nicely, pound sand. Mm-hmm. And I'd have to go to the office guy, thank you, Sandy Lechner, hope he's listening today, and I'd have to compile a little list of everything. And so now it seems like all the work that I used to do is available at the push of the button. So I guess that, Mr. Trump, this is where the jobs are going.
Exactly. We are hiring like crazy. We just
I saw that on your website today, that there was a whole big post about that you're hiring people.
Oh, yeah. We just beefed up our research team in Virginia, Richmond, Virginia. We actually leased an entire building.
Probably from the CIA.
Yeah, shut that one down.
Stay now.
It was actually a byproduct from a merger event, and we were able to scoop up the asset.
Because you were tracking it on
Exactly.
I love it.
Exactly.
It was their own off-market deal.
They got themselves the off-market deal there. That's awesome. That's awesome.
So we, you know, we're putting a lot of money back into, we reinvest in our product, into the millions and several millions of dollars. I mean, it all comes down to the content. You're only as good as what's available to our consumer base, right? So you want to have the latest and greatest. It's almost in real time when you look at even the multifamily data that's coming in. It's streaming in. We get rental feed, for instance, this.
Yeah, that's actually a good question. Because the stuff posts, you know, at the property office, and then I guess that you guys have somebody that tracks and confirms?
What happens is we get an auto feed of every transaction that's recorded into the system, and our researchers then are assigned to look at that and go out and research that comp. So that sales comp is the most comprehensive bit of information you're ever going to find anywhere.
Now I want to tell a little bit of a little story from when we got together. Mark came over to my office. I was, as always, being somewhat
interesting.
Exactly. You could even say eclectic. Eclectic. I would take eclectic.
Did not make me take my shoes off for a long time.
Not until you got to the carpet. Then your shoes had to come off.
Yes.
But you know, I was looking at a property. Somebody had been telling me about this property. They've shown me this property three different times. So I said, okay, show me how good you are. Let's look at this property. And I didn't give you an address. I gave you the use of the property. It was a mobile home park.
Yep.
You laid out all the mobile home parks. And I said, oh my God, that one's a pig. I don't want to do that deal.
No, you can't put lipstick on it.
No, but what it did was it opened my eyes, because I said, okay, that's the mobile home park. But you started with all the mobile home parks in the Tri-County area. And if somebody wants to go and find that out, which I don't want to give away a good idea, but that's a good idea.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a business.
Yes.
So if there's a young person out there looking to get into the business, call me and let's do that. 305-773-6300. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with the second part of our interview with CoStar, and I guess with the interloping Adam von Romer giving his own personal testimonial how he uses this stuff every day. Then I guess we're going to have to give CoStar some of your time too. But Wanda, you ready? Because we're going to come back after this with information you can use to make money right away. I'm giving out ideas too. Back after this.
True and fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm a believer.
Oh, yeah. I'm a believer. That's why I got these guys here today, because I wanted everybody to hear about what CoStar is doing, because I really believe that this is a super-duper product that's going to help me make a lot of money. The heck with you. All right. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. They've even got an Audi store now in Gainesville. High five to Larry. You know, what all this means? It means that you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, or red cap service. They'll come pick you up and use your own car. It's amazing stuff. And you even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. You can believe it.
Friends
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Yeah, see, Wanda, we caught you ending it a little bit too early and putting me on, so people got my...
I caught you.
You caught me. They caught me chit-chatting back there. If you want to see the real chit-chat behind the show, just go to my Facebook Live page. It's an awesome thing. You get us to see kibitzing between the show. Hey, you know, if you're looking to get a mortgage, you give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, why should I call you? Because when you call me, it's all about you. We say that at the end too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because we're the largest private lender, oldest private lender probably that I know of in Florida. We loan all the way up through the Dade, Broward, Monroe, Palm Beach. If you've got a creative transaction, if you've got something that starts with on the phone call, hey, I've got a special situation, well, hey, I've got a solution for you. You give me a call at 305-773-6300, and I can help. Maybe you think it's time to take some money out of your home. Maybe you want to buy another investment property, and everything you own is all cash. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I will help. Maybe you're trying to get a loan from your bank, and your bank said, oops, can't do your mortgage all of a sudden a couple days before closing. I can help if you call me at 305-773-6300. I say I'm a private lender. You go, big deal. No, it is a big deal because if you're a private lender, you can do a lot of different things that are creative and interesting. So if you need a solution to your real estate problem, give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, why? And you know the answer by now. It's because it's all about you.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back on Freed on Business. We've got Mark Ains. He is my salesman, my guy who's my market leader, the dude who tells me and teaches me CoStar. You should let him do the same for you. You go, why? This is the part where I say it's usually all about you. But the reason is because real estate is really about information arbitrage. That's going to be the hashtag we're going to use on this segment. And it's information arbitrage because if you know something the other person doesn't or you know it first, well, you're probably making money. And Mark, welcome back for this segment. Tell me what your favorite story is about somebody that made money in a creative way using CoStar. Gave it a real long out because I wanted you to think about that.
It really wound him up.
Yeah, I know. I see the brain moving, you know. You see his eyes twitching, his eyes rolled up in the back of his head. He's got to have an answer at some point.
I could tell you this, as a statistic goes, 83% of all commercial real estate transactions that took place in 2016 involved a CoStar user.
Well, I think that's a pretty good endorsement. So we were talking about how Adam uses your program. He's used it 3 or 4 times just today. Adam, what's your favorite story about CoStar?
You know what? Just the ability to find stuff. I mean, it's really, really heavy duty, your ability to search, especially if you're looking for people that try to hide, you know?
Oh, owners, those are my favorite.
Yeah, the owners that try to hide, you can't quite find them, can't lay your hands
on
them.
They're always using the registered agent that's in, like, Ottawa.
Yeah, or right. Yeah, Nevada Corporation with a registered agent in Delaware.
Well, that's the guy that's voting in 4 states.
Yeah.
We don't do politics on this show, though.
Yeah, I noticed. No, but you know what? It's something that, you know, if you're going to be in this business, like you said, it's about information arbitrage.
Right.
Where else are you going to get it? You know,
well, you used to go to the courthouse. I remember standing at the courthouse being the first guy in line when they would release the new foreclosures every morning. Oh, that's a great question. Do you guys have foreclosure information if somebody's going back to the bank?
We will track it if we can get it. Yes.
Okay, so the researcher on the property, that's one of his responsibilities, is to know the ownership situation?
Yeah, of course.
Listen to me. I'm giving the guys extra work.
But we do we pierce that corporate veil. Any recorded entity will have under it a true ownership data bit.
Which that's incredibly useful.
If it's not there, again, you have access to
somebody who knows
a trained professional, over 1,600 of them full-time, 31 of them here in Florida.
Wow, that's great.
And growing.
That's great. So maybe these are some of the jobs that the kids at UF can graduate and you can hire them into your research department.
Of course.
Oh, well, you got to come
up to UF.
Always
looking for good people.
Can you come to UF to come to our conference?
I'd
We'd love to have you up there. Okay, we've got the thing. We'll talk off air. AVR, you come too. It's a great place. It's all my friends from UF, all the big investors. They come from all over the state.
Nice.
Lots of people from outside the country. We're having Gerald Hines in this year. It'll be pretty cool, and it's actually a great place, a bunch of thought leaders. Here's a plug for the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. If you want to go to the conference, just Google Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. It's a great conference. You'll see some great people there. Now back to our show.
Nice plug.
Thank you. Well, I'm good at that. I think I'm one of the better self-promoters out there.
You do a fine job.
All right,
you
but it's good. Job. It's best. It's really, though, it is based on me helping everybody that's listening. I'm hoping that the people here today that are listening are going to watch us on our podcast afterwards or the Facebook Live thing are really going to have some good things that really do help them improve what's going on. And then we're going to talk about the CCIMs and the impact that had on your business after the turn of the hour.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I know you're a big proponent of that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
CoStar does a lot of things with people like the CCIMs. You have relationships with some of these big organizations?
You know,
just the individual users?
Yeah, we're pretty much our client base, company base.
What's a coming attraction?
Coming attraction. Well, we have LoopNet.
Wait a minute.
CoStar
I thought I'm talking to CoStar. Now I'm talking to LoopNet?
So we've owned LoopNet for about 5 years now.
Oh, I love the LoopNet. I was one of the original guys on. That's how I found all those strip centers I bought back in the 90s.
Well, if you recall, we, the CCIMs, actually helped them get their start. When they first landed,
shoot, bro, you got to save something for. Okay, go ahead.
Jeez. You want me to talk or not?
Go ahead.
When they landed here, they came to us for our data, all our sales and all our comps and everything.
Oh,
so
okay.
CoStar or LoopNet?
LoopNet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, LoopNet.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on the state technology chair
so
back
pre
then.
Pre CoStar ownership.
Yeah, way pre.
Mark, I got to talk to another.
I'm talking to him.
No, it's okay. Everybody usually does. He dominates the room whenever he walks in.
It was back when Jim and I were kids and new in the business.
That's right.
Still fresh.
I was fuzzy faced is what I'd call it. Right.
I was fuzzy headed,
not cynical.
You had hair.
I had hair.
Okay.
That's all right. He probably still does. Well, he has it on his face. So, CoStar with the LoopNet. What other affiliated companies do you guys have?
We've actually owned the Apartments.com marketing network.
Wow.
We purchased the ILSs that are now the number one in the industry.
Okay.
We provide marketing to all the multifamily communities out there.
So it sounds to me like you're a broad platform for service providing for the apartment industry and for the other industries too.
Yes.
Now, let's say somebody's just getting started in the business. They've got a mentor like Adam, but they want to learn stuff on their own. How user-friendly is CoStar? Isn't that a good question?
I thought
it was a good one.
Nice softball.
I come right off the top of my head. I got no notes.
It is extremely user-friendly. It's pointing and clicking your mouse. It's
millennial friendly. I never use that word. I hate that word. Is it old man friendly?
For you, it's dinosaur friendly.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Can I use CoStar to make money? Can you help me find my properties?
Yes. We could show just about anyone with any intellect. At any level of intellect.
Now, let me ask you this. Let's say I want to search by owner. No. Let's say I want to search by owner through the United States. Is that possible?
Yes. Boom. Absolutely.
Now, that's where I go, boom, Dropping the mic. Boom. That's great. No, yes. It's good because when you're calling on somebody, you know, they have their like national map or whatever. But if you're calling an entrepreneur, yes, being able to know what the entrepreneur's invested in really can go a long way because it's part of getting to know somebody. And in real estate, I wouldn't consider that stalking. In fact, if he called me and I thought you were stalking me, go, no, I just found out on CoStar.
Well, what's amazing is you can actually look in and analyze trends that are happening and figure out where are the most vacancies in the country, if you'd like, or you can isolate it to a geography that you are located, like in South Florida, for instance. You want to see where all the acquisitions are happening, at what rate.
You can tell them where it's hot and where it's not.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to leave it at that because we're going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to do some traffic. We're going to come back. Adam's going to be driving the train then. And we're going to talk about how you can become a commercial broker if you're a residential broker, how you can be a better residential or commercial broker, how CCIM helped him build his career. He's the former president of the Broward chapter. And we're going to still have Mark. Can you stick around and absorb some of his time now?
Of course.
That's awesome. So stick with us. We're going to tell you how to make good money in real estate in a creative way using hashtag information arbitrage. Back after this. That's right. That's a request for Adam. He wanted to hear the madman himself, the Motor City madman, that right-wing fanatical. Oh, we don't use politics on this show. Who was that, Adam?
Ted Nugent.
That's right. Ted Nugent. That's
Uncle,
the man.
Uncle Ted.
Uncle Ted. The guy's
nuts. He owns
nuts.
A few guns, I heard.
Yeah. He knows how to shoot off his mouth and anybody else's. Yes. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Oops, got it with just a Facebook Live thing. There you go. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. By now, you know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. That's right, 4 years. So, join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, rock the house.
Hi, this is Dan Summers, CEO of IHT Realty Crowdfunding out of Jacksonville, Florida. What's crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is the marriage of real estate and technology. It's like the odd couple, old-fashioned real estate expertise together with technology, bringing you opportunities via social media. Look at LinkedIn, Facebook, look at the internet. Now we have opportunities for the first time in history to invest individually into the big boys club. Opportunities in fix and flips, opportunities in affordable housing, multifamily, retail, and so on are offered to you with as little as $5,000 down. Take a look at our website, www.ihtrealty.com, or call me directly, Dan Summers, 904-501-7693, ihtrealty.com, 904-501-7693. Thank you.
Woo. All right. Hey, everybody, calm down. Stay cool. And that guy that just got you off, let him go because he's got a bigger problem than you do. He's got to get where he's going to. Hey, everybody, listen, if you need a mortgage, give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're helping people buy investment homes and investment condos. We're helping people get mortgages if they're from overseas. In fact, if you've got a loan circumstance that says, hey, I got a special situation, I go, hey, I got a solution. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300. zero. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got a client from overseas. Maybe they're from, oh, I don't know, anywhere in Latin America, Europe, Asia. You pick the country. The president's got a target on their back, but I can get you a mortgage. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. As you can tell by now, you'll also have a good time doing it. But if you give me a call, I promise you, we will give you top-of-the-line service just like you deserve. Because when you call 305-773-6300, you're calling me, but it's all about you.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, anybody watching on Facebook Live can watch me freak out about the gray hair I have on the back of my head that I just discovered. Now, Mark, you were going to ask me a question. Roll. What was the question?
No, I was asking if there's a kind of, if there was a delay on your.
Apparently, there's like 5 seconds.
Oh, looks longer on mine, but
yeah, that's okay. Yeah, okay. There is a delay.
No worries.
No, I'm talking about the thing. On this
I won't
thing,
curse.
Don't. If you don't, it gets out over the air unless Wanda knows
no
beforehand.
Way.
Anyway, we're not going
to
curse.
We have to signal her before we let one fly.
Hey now. Listen. You know what the signal is. Hey. Now. So anyway, listen. We've got Adam Von Romer. Adam is a longtime listener, first time appearance on the show. Adam was the president of the CCIMs in Broward County. He's tours the country teaching. Don't you teach?
Oh yeah.
You got a book, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
What's the book about?
Getting started in commercial real estate, basically.
But why don't we talk about that?
I'd love to.
All
what,
right.
What another softball?
Should we get started?
I'd love to.
All right. So I know that we have a lot of people that are involved in residential real estate that mm-hmm. listen to the show. I know we've got a lot of entrepreneurs that are interested in getting involved in real estate. And so what would be the first step that you would advise somebody to do if they were going to get involved in real estate other than getting a subscription to CoStar?
Nice one.
Wow.
You like that, huh? I wove that right in there.
You know, that's kind of a good question. I did a little series about, you know, how to get started in commercial real estate. I think the biggest thing for somebody who's getting into the business is to really find somebody who's already in the business to mentor them.
Yeah, I mean, always say
somebody who's actually doing it.
Yes, it's always a mentorship business, and you got to go
Absolutely.
On dates. You don't know what the person's like until they grab for your commission.
Yeah, well, the other thing is you got the big nationals. You've got the
mid-market
companies,
yeah.
And then you've got all the guys at the bottom that
no,
either
you've got boutiques. They're not at the bottom. They're doing something different.
I was going to say they're kind of at the lower, let's say the lower end of the spectrum, because they tend to broker smaller transactions. They tend to be one-man shops.
So we'll call them the smaller end of the spectrum.
The smaller end of the spectrum.
I prefer that.
That's fine.
Okay.
But where do you go?
Money with those people.
Right.
Oh yeah. But where do you go as a new agent?
You've got to find somebody that can be your peerless leader.
Yeah. And big companies have training, but you know, it's kind of like, there you go. God bless you. Have at it.
Right.
Mid-market companies, they're too busy doing their own deals, and the boutiques, the broker's out doing his own thing all the time. So neophytes just got real difficulty getting started. And listen, you know, as well as I do, first 3 years are critical.
Oh, my gosh. If you set your mark. You set who you are. The people that you're growing up with in the business will be your people that you're with for your whole life. That's us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've known you for a long time. I didn't have gray hair, and you did have hair when
exactly.
I met you. So somebody's picked a good mentor. What's next?
Next, you know, you've got to learn the market. Get out there and drive the market.
Oh, another plug for CoStar.
Yeah.
You get your CoStar app there.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I have it on my iPad. I have it on my phone.
CoStar is coming to the iPhone.
Well, I have it on my iPad at the house.
CoStar is coming to the iPhone.
Yeah? Nice.
It's an iPad, but we're changing it all up.
And yeah, because I have it on the iPad. It's
become millennial friendly.
It's in testing, yes.
Well, awesome. Listen, you know what? The beauty of this.
And gym friendly.
Here's my big CoStar plug. The beauty of this is if you don't have any buyers and sellers, but you've got CoStar in the office, guess what? Open that baby up and go to work.
Yep.
They've got the name. They've got the phone number. And if you think about it, They've got who bought what, who sold what. So does the seller have anything else they want to sell? Do they have an odd duck? Does the buyer have additional appetite? It's all there.
I spoke to a customer of mine yesterday.
Yeah.
Customer of mine, she's a broker. Her and her partner, she goes into CoStar. She researches and gets all the sellers.
Mm-hmm.
And her partner gets all the buyers. And it's all about using their time more efficiently and effectively.
And arbitraging the information. Arbitrage.
Well, think about it. Back when we were kids, I mean, you had to go to the county courthouse.
I used an abacus.
You microfiche the ownership, send off the letter to Tallahassee, wait, you know, 7 to 10 days for something to come back. You know, now you're sitting at your desk and you go, okay, here we go. Let's hop on this. Let's take a look at that.
Let's call that guy, and he's gone for the next month and a half in his house in Aspen. Or wherever. And you ask him, how's his house in Aspen?
Yeah, that's what we're working for. That's what we're all working for. But big issue. Got to get a mentor. Got into a company that trains and supports. That's really critical. And really, you need to be, you know, you need to kind of face some facts. If you're not going to get that, you're toast. You're absolute toast.
Well, the other thing is being an expert, right? That's what sort of what you're talking about. Be an expert at something.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You've got to specialize. You know this. You cannot have enough knowledge to be functionally conversant in all the 5 major product types, in all the markets and submarkets in South Florida.
Unless you're Jim Freed.
Well, that goes without saying. And have the answer to those deal killer problems. There's just no way you can handle it. There's no way any one person could master all of those.
No, it used to be when I first got in the business, I graduated UF, I went to Orlando, lived in Orlando, did market studies for one of the big accounting firms, and you could still count the number of the office buildings in the Orlando market on about 12 pages in a book. Mm-hmm. So you could literally lay it out. Same thing with the shopping centers, not so much the apartments, but you could drive around and we could do a market study from a windshield. And I really learned the business by doing that. I worked for the big accounting firm and I learned how to manage and arbitrage what? Information.
Absolutely.
Can't believe you didn't start CoStar. You had Orlando right there.
Yeah.
Well, all I can say is that I was CoStar before there was CoStar, because I would take all the information sources, I would pull them, I would cross-check them. I was your licensed analyst, whatever guy you have or lady that you have now. I know exactly where they're coming from. I'd call them up. I'd go, hi, my name's Jim. I'm doing an appraisal. Would you mind if I asked you a few more questions?
Exactly.
Bam!
Hey, it happens, man.
Actually, they'd say, if you provide me with a copy of your study, I'm happy to answer your questions, and that's how it gets started.
You know what? That's one of the things that always baffled me, is there are people, companies in our area, that won't respond to a call from an appraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just stupid.
Well, that's opting out of being in the community. And part of being in the real estate business is being in the community. One of the things that CoStar is, and here you go, just keep this one for yourself, is it creates the ecology for what the real estate business can be. It's the environment. Mm-hmm. It's a real map and representation in real time of what's going on. In days before, where we used spreadsheets and slide rules and Kazarai like that, the compact computer with the little green square. You remember schlepping that baby around?
Yeah, nice save there.
I did. I saved it right there. But, you know, so that's why I really was thrilled when, you know, Mark came in and he popped me out of my 20th century vision of what he did.
It was actually a 19th century.
19th century.
Sorry.
That's all right. I didn't bring my plume with me that day. Right. But listen, we're going to take a break because I want to have another good size session, you know, segment after this. So I know, Mark, can you stick with us one more time? I don't want your lady out there melting like an ice cube.
I love you, Sheena. Just give me a few more minutes.
Okay. Sheena, give us a couple more minutes. Adam, you're willing to stay?
Well, of course. I mean, I didn't come down here for a couple minutes.
I know. You're the
best. With the whole party, man.
You've been at the beginning of the party. You'll be at the end of the party. We're having a party. The party's about real estate, how you can make money in real estate. We've got great ideas, great experience, great folks. And I got to just say this. I think we're having great fun. So we're going to have some more information you can use if you stick around for just one more segment. Wanda, take it away, babe.
Show you how to use it. Come along and put your mind at ease. Less conversation, a little more action. All this time for patience.
I'm ready, Wanda. I'm woke up. I've been dancing away. You can see that on Facebook. I love this. It's how Wanda kind of tells me to stop talking and do a little exercising in my brain a little bit. But hey, we got to pay some bills. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. I know I do. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. I've been a customer of theirs for like 30 years. Hey, you know, they've got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They're all really hot, actually. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best service. Always the best service. Always the best price. Always Warren Henry. I got excited because I can't wait to hear the king. So Wanda, give it to me.
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hi, this is Dan Summers, CEO of IHT Realty Crowdfunding out of Jacksonville, Florida. What's crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is the marriage of real estate and technology. It's like the odd couple. Old-fashioned real estate expertise together with technology, bringing you opportunities via social media. Look at LinkedIn, Facebook, look at the internet. Now we have opportunities for the first time in history to invest individually into the big boys club. Opportunities in fix and flips, opportunities in affordable housing, multifamily, retail, and so on are offered to you with as little as $5,000 down. Take a look at our website, www.ihtrealty.com, or call me directly, Dan Summers, 904-501-7693, ihtrealty.com, 904-501-7693. Thank you.
All right. Hey, you know what? Before we get going, somebody helped me out today, and I told them I'd give him a shout-out. So, Jackie, I want to tell you high five for making sure I got all the rates and information I needed. I want to thank Jackie so much. High five to Jackie, and I'll even say it this way, from Total Bank, sponsors of the CCIMs. All right. Now, it's time to talk about Spectrum. And what do I do when I talk about Spectrum? I say, hey, if you need a capital solution, some money solution for your real estate issue, give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, why? Well, because I can help you if you're a foreign national. I can help you if you're a U.S. resident. I can help you if you've got a company. In fact, if you've got a situation that says, I have a special situation, when you call me, well, I have a solution typically. And if you need that kind of solution, you give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a realtor or an investor and you got a couple of homes or buildings that you own and they've got low leverage or they're free and clear and you see a great opportunity, call me because I can help you liquefy the equity in that project so you can deploy it on another asset. Oh my gosh, what a complicated concept. Adam is crossing his eyes at this point. So just give me a call at 305-773-6300. Here it goes. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
First of all, I want to give a high five to my good friend Kirk Felici over at Marcus & Millichap. He's been saying some really nice things off the air about Adam. I know it really means a lot to Adam. What do you think, Adam? Hold on. Wanda's not paying attention. Adam.
Uh-oh. Nah, Kirk's one of the gentlemen in the business.
Yeah.
I've known him for, probably 15 years. He's a real good guy, real capable guy. And, he and his crew are
We had him and Gene on with Ken Rose, and oh my gosh, that was one of our most fireworks-filled show. But we don't have a lot of time left, so we've given Kirk the high five, and now it's back to co-star and Adam Von Romer and our friend Mark Ains from Co-Star, and we're going to wrap it up. We've talked about a lot of stuff. We've covered a lot of ground. I think that it's probably a good idea to give a little summary first. Mark.
Yes, sir.
Really run it by me one quick time again. Co-Star is what?
Co-Star is the preeminent resource for commercial real estate professionals to get their data.
Information, to make information out of their data.
Exactly.
And we're talking about how to arbitrage that information to make money with my good friend Adam Von Romer. I call him AVR for some reason. I have no idea.
Yeah, for the last 20 years.
And so Adam's former head of the CCIMs here in South Florida in Broward County. And let's do that for a second. Let's give the CCIMs a high five. Adam, what has CCIM meant to you?
Oh, geez.
Ten words or less.
Right. I'll tell you what, CCIM was the difference between, you know, being, an average agent in real estate and really taking it to the next level.
Like a PhD, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, they call it the PhD of commercial real estate. And if I had my way, everybody in my company or any commercial practitioner would have either the CCIM or SIOR designation.
Now, I know that a lot of these students, they go through the big real estate programs, and they only need to have, like, one course after they graduate to get a CCIM. So I think we're getting close to your vision, bro.
FIU does it. I think
the Gators do it.
Your Gators do it. I got Nova hooked up.
Cool. The Huizenga School?
Yeah, about 2 years ago, we got them hooked up with the accelerated plan for CCIM. But I'll tell you, you know, one of the things that I want to kind of leave you and the gang with is...
A takeaway.
In the 33, going on 34 years I've been in this business, I think we are at the very beginning of probably one of the longest runs in commercial real estate in South Florida, in the market collectively.
Why?
Well, we've got historically still low interest rates. I mean, ridiculously low interest rates. We've got a lot of product. We've got a ton of flight capital. We've got a bunch of people, and we're running out of land.
That's the ticket right
there. So we're going to see prices incline. And if anybody was thinking about making the transition from residential to commercial, now's the time to do it.
And we've only got a couple minutes
left. That's my plug.
Yeah, I know. And I want you to go through again. What's a person's first move if they're going to get into commercial real estate?
Find a company where they're going to get training, and they're going to have a mentor, somebody to actually walk them through. And a lot of people are like, well, I'm going to split the deal. Well, you know what? 100% of no deal is still no money. Having somebody keeping you from blowing your own legs off is priceless. Mm-hmm. Absolutely priceless.
So, and also I want to get Mark one last takeaway on Co-Star. Co-Star is a really great value add. Just another little bullet point. I'm sorry.
It's an investment. It's not a cost of doing business.
There you go.
It truly is an investment in your business, and you will see a return on that investment in no time. One deal, one commission.
One deal.
Yeah, and it sounds to me like, you know, Adam was telling us in the other segment, it's a great place. If A and B get together and they team up on Co-Star, they can make a living off of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No doubt.
Well, that's great. Listen, Mark, how do people find you and get some info on Co-Star? Because we're wrapping up and I want to make sure we get that in.
That's a great question.
Glad I asked.
So it's Mark Ains, Co-Star. Direct dial to me is 305-509-9911. Again, that's 305-509-9911. And my email is Ains@co-star.com.
Adam.
How about if I whip something out for your audience?
That'd be great.
If you've got anybody who's interested in making a transition from residential to commercial, if they go to my website, AdamVonRomer.guru. Drop on the website. I'll give them a free copy of my training manual.
Nice. You're the man.
All 300 pages of it.
It calls you not only the man, you're the mensch.
He's a mensch. Yes.
The mensch.
And if they want to get a hold of me, the best number to get me is 954-495-1818 or send me an email at info@AdamVonRomer.com.
You're the man, Adam.
I answer my calls. I respond to my emails.
Yeah, we answer them at 12 and at 4.
Yeah. See? Hey, at least you paid attention, right? At least you paid attention.
Right? I did. Hey, first of all, I want to thank Adam Von Romer and the CCIMs. They've always been great for our show. Adam especially is a terrific old friend. We've done a lot of things together, and we've had a bunch of people sending us tweets and emails about Adam being their mentors and stuff. So Adam not only talks the talk, he walks the walk. And I want to thank Mark Ains and CoStar for coming on, and the folks over at Zimmerman for helping us arrange everything. They did a great job for us. Mark was terrific, so thank you to both of them. I want to thank the folks at Spectrum. I want to thank our sponsors at Spectrum, Warren Henry, Kind Snacks, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at UF. Make sure you go to the website, register for the conference. It'll be great. I'm going to be up there. All of my friends are going to be there. That'll be a way for your arbitrage information to make money. The Miami Marlins, the All-Star Game's coming, and they're making trades. They're putting their chips in the center of the table. Espresso Marketing, Sandy's the lady to get it done. Social Media 305, Lauren's Kids, and of course, our sponsor that does the crowdfunding, Dan Summer at IHT. You know, this is our eighth year. I want to thank everybody for supporting our show. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have a show. So thank you to our listeners. Go to our Facebook page and like our show. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. I'm on Facebook Live right now. It's just smoking it. LinkedIn, YouTube, the website keeps getting more and more hits. You can join us on the website, freedombusiness.com. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage as soon as Robert Pitts posts it. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 8:80 a.m. on Thursday at 6 o'clock. Why? I say why? Because I just love doing this. Can you tell? All right. Now, remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, the other finds a way. I mean, the other finds an excuse. I'm starting again on that. The person that's, this is not a rehearsal. You guys are making me laugh. I never mess this part up. This is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. They find a mentor. The other finds an excuse. Now, everybody, go out there and make it happen. Wanda, rock me!
This is a Bloomberg Market.